Welcome to the Drop-In CEO podcast. I'm Deb Cobiello, and as the Drop-In CEO, I drop into businesses and assume the CEO role to mitigate crises and help teams get back on track. This podcast is about helping the C-suite leader to navigate challenges with confidence. For today's leader, I'm here to help you get back on track. Tomorrow's leader, let me partner with you to learn the secrets of the C-suite. Wherever you're at in your career, this is the podcast for you. Hello, I am Deb Cobiello, host of the Drop-In CEO podcast. And I, as always, am thankful that you have joined us for another episode where week after week, I have the honor and pleasure of providing you insights that hopefully inspire you to move forward with your career with confidence. Again, you always know me that I want to be your resource. I want to be your number two. I want to be that silent partner with you to share with you just ways of thinking a little bit differently, acting in a different way to ultimately achieve a greater purpose or outcome and leave your impact. I think you all want that. And that's why you signed into the show this week. And hopefully I can repeat that value for you. But a little bit about me, I always like to just start sharing a bit about what's going on in my life and how it might be relevant to a conversation I want to have with you. This is a time to breathe and slow down a little bit and get ready for what might be an inspiring conversation. Now, again, I know it is one way right now. I am speaking to you, but you could be thinking and talking to yourself during this time and have a conversation with yourself about what might you do a little bit differently in the coming days, weeks, and the rest of this year. But I'll bring it back to me a bit and just share a little bit what's new with me. So, woohoo! I am so excited. I went to a curling event. If you know me, I am an amateur curler. That's that Olympic sport that you see that you're still trying to figure out sometimes why they're yelling at each other and sweeping. And somehow somebody's trying to get to the center of the rings. Yes, that's my sport. An amazing sport, has roots in Scotland many, many years ago, moved its way over to Canada, and has finally settled into the United States. So these are called bonspiels when you go to a tournament at another club, for which I went to Bowling Green, Ohio for a bonspiel. And guess what? On Saturday, we beat our first two teams, and both of these teams had beat me in the past. And I will say, my partners, my teammates and I started celebrating early because we just wanted to celebrate these early wins. Again, all in good sportsmanship. But I will tell you, the most amazing moment was one of the toughest people that I beat. She came up to me afterwards and gave me a high five. I says, "We're now 1-1. Ooh, relevance, and that our team was viable. So again, we celebrated, we enjoyed the moment, and then came Sunday morning, and I was not in my best form. I was still feeling a little bit ill from the previous night's celebration, but I knew that I had to muster up the energy and focus. And then guess what? We won our third game and shook early, meaning we ended the game because we said, you know what? We're done. We've won, and now it's time to broomstack, which is when we sit down and get to know each other and share a beverage or two. And then finally, we were in the A event finals. A event finals, there were 16 teams there for which we were playing the other team that had amazing results. And we were pretty tired going into these conditions, and the ice was a little bit different. So my team members were having a little bit of a challenge getting their stones into the right locations, leaving the tough shots for me to try to make. And I will say I made many of them and didn't make a few of them. So at the end, we came up short and we hung our heads high and we became the A event runner-up, second place out of 16 teams. And the outcome of this experience was to create a viable competitive team. And we validated that we were indeed viable. We were a good team with great communication, good chemistry. And now we're going to move into another national senior event. And for me and the team, it is not about winning, but it is about making memories and leaving our legacy. Sometimes we win, sometimes we lose, but it's all about the journey. Which brings me to my thoughts for you this Friday when I am releasing this podcast, I ask you the question, are you all consumed by the win or the results? I propose to you to stop that. Stop that now. You need to be in pursuit of outcomes. I want you to let that sink in. I want you to let that sink in because you need to do that not only for yourself and for your team. And I'm going to give you a little bit of context on what I think the steps should be to change your ways of working in order to achieve a greater good, not only for yourself, but the people that are watching you. So step one, do you yourself have an actual purpose statement? What is your purpose for being what you're doing? Why do you exist? Now, I'll share a bit of mine from a business perspective. My purpose is I am here to unleash the potential of my team in service to my customers. Again, when I drop into a situation, I become part of a team. I am here to unleash their potential, not be the subject matter expert and solve those problems, but unleash the potential of my team in service to customers, which is the greater outcome. And then step two, I ask you, does your team have a purpose? Does your team have a purpose? And potentially it could be something like this. We are here to provide the best flavors that create an experience for our customers and consumers. We may not be the best, but we are the favorite to work for. That's deep. That's deep. Again, it's not about the result, but it is about the outcome of being the favorite. It's quite different than what you're used to. And step three, if you can't see the forest for the trees, let me listen to your value proposition and let me help you craft a purpose statement. I just sat down with somebody over breakfast. I was so excited. Actually, it was coffee. We had a lot of coffee. And they were just sharing with me their value. And they are at a crossroads in pursuit of something new, something different than what they've done in the past. It's not about burnout, but it was about finding new purpose. And just in those 60 minutes, I saw their value. And I actually helped them craft the 30-second elevator pitch for which they took copious notes and realized that was their value, not what they technically did and what their purpose was and who were they here to help. I have this ability to do this. So again, a small plug for myself and my deep listening and reframing capability. If you are at a crossroads and can't really craft your purpose or your value proposition, please, it's a lot of P's in there, please reach out to me. I have a way to help you. But let's come back to my conversation. Many companies have these visions and mission statements, but they mean nothing in the context of what your teams do and need further translation. So to apply the purpose statement, let's maybe talk through some examples. Let's talk about you. I'm interrupting this episode to offer you an absolutely free opportunity to help you move your career forward in the next 12 months. If you're a mid-level leader who has a desire to accelerate your leadership impact but lacks a support system, let's jump on a call for 30 minutes and let me share with you the secrets of a C-suite. You already have what it takes as being that subject matter expert and leader of teams. However, you've not yet developed those essential skills that enable you to be heard, seen, and respected as a strategic leader. Head over to my website, dropinceo.com, and click on my contact page and schedule a conversation with me. It may be the best 30-minute investment you make in your career, and aren't you worth it? For me, I also want to simply see you succeed. And now, back to the conversation. This potentially could be you. I'm making this up, but let's just think about it and relate it to yourself. If you have 20 things to get done on your to-do list over 40 hours, which ones are you going to do? I'll tell you, with a purpose statement, you may prioritize at least 5 of those things for your team and maybe get 10 of those activities done, but don't be all consumed with the activity. Maintain purpose. Again, take the 20 or so things. What do you need to do? What does your team need to do? And don't be worried about the activity. Do the work in service to your purpose. Now for me, I'll talk about me a little bit. I have a zillion things to do for my clients, but I took the decision to script and deliver what I think is most in purpose in service to them. And then for your team, if you're stressed, your teams are stressed, Your team might be missing deadlines and getting stressed, and these deadlines may not serve your purpose of being in service to customers and consumers, but use the guiding principle that you just came up with, that we are here to provide the best flavors that create an experience for customers and consumers. We may not be the best, but we are the favorite to work for. Use this as your guiding principle and help the team to take their list of maybe 10 items to the 3 or 4 most critical that need to be done. And with the remaining 6 or 7, discuss ways of delaying or getting help. They may be actually unrealistic deadlines and may not be those things that move the needle. And so I ask of you to not only think about yourself and the teams that you lead, do you have a purpose statement that really translates the greater cause of the company, the greater mission and vision, to the work that is valuable, that moves the needle, and is in service to your customers? And if you haven't done that, this may be a great activity to take a pause from the daily grind of what you're doing and craft those purpose statements. And they may not be perfect the first time. That's okay. Just put something out there, let it simmer a little bit and come back and let people play with it, poke at it, edit it, and add to it. And eventually, I'll tell you, within 2 or 3 sessions, the purpose will come to you. It will make life so much easier. And I ask you a very hard question or statement. You have an opportunity to make a difference, to be in pursuit of outcomes based on a greater purpose, or you will forever be chasing results. And you'll be stressed and you won't be fulfilled. But I am sharing with you that there is a better way. Clearly define your purpose. Pursue those outcomes that fulfill the purpose. It'll make life a lot less stressful. You will move the needle in a sustainable way. And leave behind those people that are forever chasing results, because they may get the results once or twice, but they will burn themselves out and the other people in their team in that pursuit. Be the greater person and be in pursuit of peace of mind and greater outcomes based on a clearly defined purpose. Ooh, and that is my message for you. I hope it resonated with you. If you can do it yourself with this podcast, please. I am so grateful. Let me know how it worked. But if you need a little extra help, please reach out to me on LinkedIn, direct message me. I would be happy to meet with you and get to know you a little bit and see if I can impart some value in about 30 minutes or so. Go to my website, dropinceo.com. Go to my contact page, reach out to me. That way I provide a lot of access. But also, if you just say, Deb, I'm good right now. I enjoyed this information. I'm going to go do something with it. But you want a little bit more value, you can go to my website and subscribe to my newsletter. There is more content there that I release to the general public to provide you further insights. I've been talking about crisis management and other offers that might be able to be valuable to you personally or maybe your team. And another thing I'd like to plug this, I love putting out video. So this podcast episode is out on my YouTube channel, dropinceo.com. You'll find the full length of these unedited videos, as well as short sound bites, 1-minute shorts. I love doing those. They provide some really fast insights that might inspire you. And lastly, I know I'm asking a lot. If you have a story to tell of your journey and your leadership opportunities and challenges that you think can make a difference for others, I would love to talk to you. I would love to bring you on the show. Again, this is our community. I'm not looking for the super, super, uber bigger people that have hundreds of thousands of followers. I want to talk to you and bring you onto the show. And if you have a compelling story, I would love to share your story with our community. And with that, thank you for dropping in on another episode of the podcast where week after week, I have the distinct pleasure of serving you. And with this insight, I do hope that you found this valuable and helps you achieve your success. So I want to wish you well. And until next time, thank you for dropping in. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Drop In CEO podcast. I hope you are inspired by our conversation and can apply what you heard to your business or career goals. If you found this valuable, please share this show with at least one friend who will find it useful and inspiring. When you share this podcast, it allows me to continue to help C-suite leaders of today and tomorrow to navigate their challenges with confidence. To connect with me or learn more about the Drop In CEO services, go to my website at dropinceo.com. And until we meet, I wish you well and much success.